Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Oh my God. Could it be another super mega cast for people to listen to?
Kill me.
We are always a week or more behind the news cycle because of when we record.
I know. Because of the way the podcast has to like be distributed to streaming services, when we record it, everything is so relevant. But then by the time it goes out, it's like, okay, guys, cool. Maybe like what big news will have happened since now and when it comes out?
I don't know. Maybe Trump will die.
Dude, don't.
Because he got COVID in between last podcast and this one.
Yeah, that's a pretty big news development.
So, you know, he has COVID now, which.
Yep. A lot of people in the White House have COVID now.
Well, I mean, from what I remember, the big kind of like,
the super spreader event.
Yeah, the super spreader event
at the Rose Garden thing, which luckily we didn't get because we were there.
Kellyanne Conway got it. Chris Christie got it. Trump got it. His wife got it. Kellyanne Conway's daughter. A
couple reporters
got it. Apparently.
A reverend that was there. And we got out lucky because we didn't get it from being there.
Yeah.
It was weird he invited us, but I'm glad, you know, we accepted the offer.
We just had to put on our, not our COVID masks, but the masks that make us look like 60, 70-year-old politicians.
Yeah. That's.
See if you can pick Matt and I out. We're standing together.
Yeah.
But we don't look like, you know, each other, of course, just because we were wearing our mask, but.
We should get some good ass old people prosthetics and start going out around town just for fun. Like not even to film, just for fun. Just like just be old men and start fucking around with shit and see how people react.
That's why Johnny Knoxville probably had so much fun in like Bad Grandpa or when he did it previously in the Jackass episodes and then the Jackass movies where like he would leave his balls sitting on someone's like food table.
Because the thing is no one's going to stop an old man, right? No, like, no one's going to like get mad at or fight like an old man. So when he has his like nuts hanging out of his shorts and it's like on the side of the table with next to someone's food. It's like, God, that shit's so good. I can't wait for Borat 2.
And well, Jackass 4 is supposed to be a thing, but we'll see.
I don't think those guys care too much about COVID holding it off. So we'll see. Yeah. Oh, you sniffing those pits, bro?
Yeah. It smells kind of like a not washed with soap, but just kind of rinsed off with water. It smells like a pan that recently, before it was washed out, was used to make taco meat with
sauteed onions,
like El Paso taco mix.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to get a whiff?
Sure.
I'm serious. Like you're gonna be like, whoa, that's El Paso tacos. That's.
Yeah, it is.
Doesn't it just make you want some tacos?
I'm gagging not because it's so bad, but just because for me, just the thought of like what it is what's making me gag. But yeah, it does. It really does. It absolutely does. And now I never want to eat the El Paso taco home kits again.
Why not?
My mom.
Or is it Old Paso?
It's El Paso.
Okay, it's the one with the yellow. Yeah,
with the Porcano Los Dos commercial.
Hold up. Maybe it's not the mix that I use. Hold up. Taco mix.
The yellow box, El Paso, yeah.
Yeah, the yellow bags where it's like original. Yeah, it is. Oh, old El Paso. Okay.
Fuck, I got it wrong,
dude. And for those wondering, why are you using that? It's because my mom used to make those types of tacos when I was younger, and now I just have nostalgia for shitty, just kind of like white mom tacos.
I think every white South Carolina mom.
Even though my mom isn't a white mom.
Every South Carolina mom made the old El Paso taco kits for dinner. It's easy, man. It just comes with the shells and all the stuff you need.
I had soft tacos.
Yeah, soft tacos were the best.
I'd only have meat and cheese in mind, so it was a big kind of, you know, could you imagine, Ryan, nothing but cheese, meat, and just a sleeve to hold it together?
That's all you need, man. Every time my mom would make tacos on taco night, we didn't have like a designated taco night.
Taco Tuesdays.
She'd make those kits, and I would have like 5 or 6 because they were small tortillas. We should have a taco night soon.
I'm down.
I could make your own tacos.
You know, yeah. Get a bunch of ground beef, get tomatoes, yeah, all in separate bowls, and you just make your own tacos.
Oh, you know what I haven't done in a while? That's so
Sex.
Good. Come on.
What? Come on, what?
Stop.
Come on, you? Because you haven't had enough sex that you're missing a man's touch, a real man's touch.
Missing the touch of a woman, not a man.
You miss
Ryan.
My beefy hands.
No, I miss the touch of a woman.
Rubbing
the tender
back
gingerly
of
touch of
deltoids
a woman's
and spitting on your biceps.
Dude, I'm just gonna finish what I was saying.
Yeah.
The Doritos taco salad, where you just get a bag of Doritos, pop it open, and then you pour all the ingredients of a taco salad in there, shake it up, eat it with a spoon.
I've never heard.
Really? Ryan.
That makes me want to get the bag of Tapatio Doritos, put a bunch of the meat, and then throw cheese in there, crunch it up, shake it around.
Yeah. See, what I do is I'll get a bag of...
When did you do this? How long did you do this for?
I've been doing this since...
Have you done it when you've lived in LA?
Yeah.
How have I never seen you do this? Did you do it when we lived together?
I think so. I haven't done it in a while.
No, the big thing that you did when we lived together was shake and bake.
Dude, shake
and bake was good, man.
It was good, man.
We were eating good.
You can go back to really early Super Mega episodes and hear us talking about shake and bake and Tang.
Yep.
Like that. We lived off like shake and bake, chicken, and Tang. And but the Doritos, I'll get the sweet and spicy chili ones.
Okay.
You know, then I'll put cheese, meat, lettuce, tomato, crunch it up, you know, shake it up, and then I'll pour it into a bowl, and then I'll put some green salsa and some sour cream on top, and then take a little lime, squeeze that on top.
So it's just a big bowl of slop.
Yeah.
Delicious slop.
It's basically just a taco salad, but it's with Doritos instead of, it's the Doritos taco salad.
It sounds like something you would feed a pig in a trough, but I'm not complaining, because whenever I see pigs eat out of a trough, I'm just like, fuck.
Like, Charlotte's Web, dude.
We've talked about this recently, too, I bet.
We talked about it in person.
How good slop.
At my house, remember?
Okay.
Because you ordered some slop from a restaurant, and we're in my backyard talking about it.
I ordered Halal Guys.
And you're like, I can't wait for my slop.
Halal Guys is wonderful slop.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
I mean, it's not good for you.
Slop is some of my favorite, like the genre of food that is known as slop is my favorite. Like
Chinese mall food.
Like a big bowl of
Chipotle.
Yeah. A big bowl of just mixed ingredients where it's just slop. That's the best, man. It's so easy to eat.
Of course.
Like a chili or like...
Imagine back in the day when when they're doing the... back in frontier America, they fucking have beans and rice and just whatever they had, like meat, they throw it into a big old pot. Yeah. Fucking here, have some slop. That's the kind of meal that I think all Americans should live off of.
I think so too. I think we should probably do away with grocery stores and shit and go back to farming rice and beans, and everyone can just make slop every night. And everyone makes slop a little differently.
I watched The Revenant, and it made me realize how horrifying it would be to live in New Frontier America, or quote New Frontier America, you know?
Oh my God. Yeah, that shit had to suck balls, man.
Tom Hardy's character, because knowing like there are guys like that exist today, and you can see their kind of like the way they're thinking, and like, I don't know.
Nature boys,
except nature boys back in the day were people who would like kill you to make their job easier, you know?
Yeah, I haven't seen The Revenant still. I don't know what's wrong with me, but...
Come on, boy. We've been out here for 3 weeks. You're going to say we're going to go up there? $300 seems to be since we lost all our pelts. Since we lost all our pelts, you know, I guess these $300, I'll do the work. Now, you want to be smart or you want to be paid? You know, shit like that.
Dude, I would not have lasted a fucking second in like New
neither,
Frontier
neither
America.
Neither would I.
Because first
I
of all,
know.
The weather, dude. Like, if it's cold, I'm such a
just
bitch
cut open
cold,
a horse
man.
And sleep inside of it.
Like Bear Grylls did that with like a with the camel, I think.
Luke Skywalker. No, Han Solo was the one that cut open the what is it called?
I saw that scene because, you know, I haven't seen that movie, but I walked in and my sister was watching it. And I just saw that scene when I was a kid and I got scared and walked out where he like cuts it open. And
yeah, what the Tauntaun.
Tauntaun.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Sorry, I just remembered it. You saw it. Did you see my eyes light up?
And went boing.
Yeah, because Luke was captured by the abominable snowman and then Han Solo. No, he cuts off the arm of the abominable snowman, escapes. Passes out from being cold, and then Han finds him, and then Han cuts open the Tauntaun, I think, to stuff Luke inside.
I'm Han Solo.
I'm Han Solo.
I really want to do a video of us doing that Just Dance, but it's copyrighted. Yeah. We could just demonetize that one.
We could sing it ourselves and overlay it.
I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes.
I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo. Solo.
God, that. Who thought of that?
Is a genius.
I know. It's genius, dude. Like, let me look up the lyrics to that real quick. Listen to this. Okay, so for those who don't know,
it was a very popular meme for a while too. Just showing the clip of the Han Solo shit.
Han Solo lyrics.
Boom. It was on Kinect Star Wars.
Song by MC Chris. Wait. Oh yeah. Here we go. After Mo's eyes, the Wookiee by my side. The speed that I ride is light, can't be denied. I'm Solo, Han Solo. I'm Han Solo,
Solo.
I'm a Solo. Hey there, mister, don't get the picture. I'll do a fake out, make out with your sister. I'm so.
Is that? Wait, what? Oh, because he made out with Leia, who was Luke's sister.
Damn, dude. Okay.
I'll make out with your sister.
That's actually a lyric in the Han Solo song. I mean, maybe the version of Just Dance is different, but is there...
He does make out with... Well, Luke got to kiss her first.
Yeah, isn't there like some incest stuff in Star Wars?
No, it wasn't intentional.
Not intentional.
They didn't know that they were brother and sister, and Leia kisses Luke as kind of like a fuck you to Han Solo. But did you know that the late Princess Leia... Drew Carey. What's her name?
Drew Carey? What's yeah, name? She was played by Drew Carey.
No.
In drag.
No, or what's her first name? I forgot her first name. She's the actress who plays Princess Leia.
Wasn't her first name Carey?
Carrie Fisher. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. When
Drew
you said
Carrie Fisher.
Drew Carey Fisher. But Carrie Fisher actually slammed what's Han Solo? George
Costanza.
Imagine if George Costanza.
George Costanza
Han Solo.
And then Drew Carey.
No, but why do I want to say his name's Boris? His name's fucking Harrison Ford.
Boris Ford.
He looks like a Boris to me and he acts like a Boris. But anyways, they actually fucked in real life.
Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher?
Yeah, they were talking. I was watching something back in the day where she was talking about back in the day, and I think there was infidelity between them in terms of one of them was committing infidelity against their partner with the other one. I can't remember. Some shit.
Damn, dude.
Oh, that's Hollywood. Everyone's sleeping with each other in Hollywood.
Yeah, especially in the Let's Play industry. That is part of Hollywood, technically, so.
Yeah.
All the Let's Players sleep together.
Like Markiplier fucks Jacksepticeye, who fucks PewDiePie, who fucks Captain Sparkles. It's this big line.
It's this big. Like I could probably map it out if I had a chalkboard. And but it's very complicated. Like a lot of wires will cross.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Ryan and I are not on there.
No.
Yet. So.
I mean, we've sent in our applications. We said we'd even be pegged. But still haven't been fucked by the Let's Playing community, mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Still trying, though. I think it's probably because we don't have a million subs.
Once we reach a million.
Then we might hear
we
back
might
from
get
them.
Get some of that peg action, or if we're lucky, just some of the regular sex.
Oh, hopefully just some sex, dude. I can't get enough sex. Just some sex would be good.
Why would girls like pegging someone?
I don't know.
Like, I've seen the meme of kind of like, I'm going to peg you. Or when you ask him to get pegged, and I'm like, the reason guys want to, I guess, have sex with people isn't because they just like the thought of an animate object, going in and out of a hole. It's because it actually, you feel something by doing it. There are a lot of neurons being fired off.
I guess we can't understand it because we're not women. But
like, I just want to stick this rod in a hairy asshole and
I
don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't understand.
I don't know why a girl would like think that that's hot necessarily. But at the same time, I can't. I don't know because I don't have that. I love women so much that I can't ever imagine anything like that because that would just for me to think about that would be gay and I can't imagine anything.
It's not
like
even
that.
The fact it's gay. It's that there's no physical repercussions positively for doing the act. For the woman, because you ask a woman, it's like, do you want to be fucked in the ass? Most women, I'm assuming, would say no. I would not like to be fucked. It's not something that's comfortable for me. I'll do it like in the heat of the moment, but no, I would not like to be fucked in the ass. But the reason some women are like, yeah, I'll do anal is because the boyfriend's like, oh, come on, let's do anal.
I heard it's tighter. I heard that I'll get some brown on my penis.
Dude, I got some brown on my dick.
Dude, save it. Save it for Easter.
What? All right, Ryan, here's the big question. Would you get pegged?
No, I'm just, I get nothing from it. They get nothing from
it. Hey, you would get something from it, bro. You got that prostate.
Yeah, but you need to stimulate the prostate. You don't need something consistently pounding into your ass.
That will stimulate the prostate.
You need someone, yeah, but to stimulate the prostate, you need more of like kind of a finger just up there. Kind of massaging.
Yeah, but you don't
need something.
Men come from anal sex, so clearly it works.
They don't come from strictly. They can have the stimuli of their prostate.
Right.
They don't come from the act of a penis going in and out of the orifice.
It's the prostate,
which is deep within the asshole, which is something that women will never know.
Sorry, ladies, you won't understand.
Being janked off through your prostate.
Ryan and I make sure at least twice a week to milk our prostates because it's an important way to avoid prostate cancer. Fun fact, it actually is. It's a really good way to
That's why you can ask your doctor
cancer.
To stimulate your prostate because
that's
it's
not
good.
True.
It
can
is.
You really?
Yeah.
You can. No, you can't. I feel like we already had this conversation.
It's good for prostate health. He doesn't make you come.
Oh,
he goes
okay.
up there and he stimulates your prostate. You might feel good a little.
I thought you were
saying. I'm fucking with you.
Okay. Yeah, I was like.
I don't believe you can ask a healthcare worker to stimulate your prostate.
No, because I had another friend once
tell
me
that. Can you jerk me off at the same time too?
Because I had a friend tell me that you come at the end of a prostate exam. And like, that's how you know that your prostate's good. And they fully believed it.
And who did you tell that to?
No, I didn't tell that to anyone, but I just thought that's what it was for a while.
I thought you told that to a friend.
No, someone told me that.
Okay.
A friend told me that. And then when I heard that, I was like, is that a... No, obviously
I'm sure some people could come.
Dude, imagine how embarrassing that'd be. The doctor sticks his finger up your ass and you just come all over the table.
Luckily, I've never... Luckily, I've never had the problem of coming too early.
Yeah.
I've had the... Well, here's the thing. Like, I don't count coming too early as once I get it out. Once I get it out, the sex has started. That's not coming early. Coming early would be like if I came 20 minutes on the drive over. You know, that's what coming early is.
Like before I...
But I'm a real man. I wait till my penis is out to come.
Yes. Well, usually for me, it's like... two or three thrusts, I finish, and that's fine with me. And if
you can get a thrust in,
sometimes. I was being generous when I said two or three. But if she's upset because I did it that fast, that she should just be happy that she made me ejaculate that quickly.
Usually, it's the fine caress of the flow of air that kind of creates that premature ejaculate.
Yeah, when my penis is coming out of my shorts, the gust of air from in shorts to out of shorts, usually that's enough to do it for me.
Have you stopped listening yet, mother? Is this enough?
This is to turn our moms off from listening to this.
Because she does listen. She's like, sometimes she'll be like, I had to skip.
My mom says that too. Is your mom Chris Chan? I had to skip
because sometimes it was a little too much.
Okay.
And I'd be like, okay, I mean, I get it.
I get that.
But you don't have to listen to my podcast. You know me in real life.
On that front.
You are my mother.
On that front, when I was visiting my mom, remember, I guess a long time ago, we were not even that long ago, we were telling stories about the first times we ever jerked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the first time I ever did it was in my grandmother's bathroom. And... I was at my grandma's house in South Carolina, my late grandmother's house.
Did your mom bring it up?
I'm sitting with my mom and we're talking about the podcast, and she's like, "Yeah, I have to skip some stuff, Matthew. It's uncomfortable to listen to." I was like what? And she's like, "I don't know. I'm like, maybe something with that bathroom back there." And I was like, "Oh my God." So yeah, I'm glad, you know, not many grown men can say that their mother knows the story of the first time they masturbated, unless it had to do with their mother. But
yeah,
for me personally, I'm glad that my mom knows and your mom knows yours.
Did I even say the first time? I don't even remember.
Dude, we don't remember anything from the podcast.
No, I don't even remember that. I don't think I do remember the first time I did anything. I don't think I had an experience to share. I think I had an experience of like learning. I don't know. I wasn't at our house, Mom. I know that. I don't believe I was. I think I was at my dad's.
I was about to tell a story, but I realized I shouldn't.
About what?
Just this topic. And I was like, eh.
About masturbating?
That's a little too crude for the podcast.
Everyone masturbates.
No, I know that. I know that.
Everyone.
It's just this story is funny, but... It's
you have girls fucking like,
ew, dude, I don't even want to think about a girl masturbating.
You have girls like humping their pillows.
Oh, stop, dude. Stop.
You know, guys are very just straightforward. We know exactly what we're doing. Girls, they'll fucking use their jeans to masturbate.
Come on,
they'll
guys.
Use the washing machine to masturbate.
Yeah, real slick pillows. With the washing machine.
They'll have their jeans and they'll cross their legs like this and then they'll start doing this.
I hate it, dude.
It's like, what are you doing? Just come on. Come on.
Well, it's
just get a broomstick.
It's rude for a woman to pleasure herself. That's a man's job. That's a man's duty, you know?
Yeah.
Just as it's a woman's duty to pleasure a man. The man's allowed to pleasure himself too, but it's specifically, it is a woman's duty to do that. And women shouldn't even be pleasuring themselves ever. That's honestly, that's very immodest. That's not very humble of them.
It's gay.
Yeah, it's absolutely gay. So I'm going to have to veto that one, women. Sorry.
Canceled. You know, even though apparently God gave women better orgasms for some fucking reason.
Yeah, you ladies win in that aspect, but
I'm so pissed.
You
guys have to go kill God for that one,
dude. What if we killed God?
What, like in the Golden Compass?
I was about to say the Golden Compass. My parents didn't want me to see that movie because of that. They don't kill him in that movie. They only made one of those, didn't they?
They don't kill like the Christian God. I believe it's like all symbolism, right? It's all. This is like the movie isn't like when you watch the movie, it's not like, oh, Jesus, what's going on? My dad hates you. We need to kill God. Like, it's not this thing. It's a fantasy novel where I feel like it has a very atheist undertone. But
yeah.
It's not about killing the Christian God, I believe, in this reality or whatever. It's a fucking fiction book. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, my parents were scared that if I saw God being killed on screen, it might give me some ideas.
God is an humanoid from what I remember.
Hey, we're made in the image of God.
Okay, so God's a fucking God has more of a, so we're more advanced than God actually, because if we were made in his image,
then God's a monkey.
Then God's a fucking monkey.
God's a monkey then.
Fucking.
Because the first humans were monkeys.
A low-browed, heavy-headed monkey, you know?
Deep-set eyes, big protruding, like mouth area, real lanky arms and kind of curved back.
I'm picturing God just like, as a monkey, also be like, ooh, ooh, snaps his fingers, all of a sudden a civilization happens. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Like scaring himself, he keeps accidentally creating shit.
Like God's not smart.
That would make a lot more sense.
God's just a dumbass like monkey and actually creates shit, and he doesn't like know what to do. And it just keeps happening and scared him.
I remember the worst thing that like one of the like I was like, how is this allowed? They're gonna go to hell. Was when I was watching an episode of South Park and they made the character of God like this disgusting platypus monster looking thing. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah,
episode?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
And I just remember being like, oh my God. I remember being legitimately offended. But now it doesn't matter.
I got offended at South Park about the episode when they made fun of Christian rock. When I was like a...
They turned like a bunch of songs into... Well, they turned like love songs into
Jesus songs. Yeah, which is hilarious because it's absolutely true. But I remember watching that and being like...
I feel you inside of me, Jesus.
It's South Park is great. South Park... dude, they just don't give an F. They couldn't be bothered.
They don't, but I think at the end of the day, right, they're both just
actual assholes.
Matt Stone and Trey Parker?
They're the type of person that's like, where it comes across as like, as long as we're having fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those types of comedians.
Yeah.
Where it's like, they're judging everything, right? They're constantly that person in your friend group that hates everything, right?
Yeah.
Also, they do it in a way that's very entertaining. I'm not saying this is all negative. I'm saying though, it can get, I feel like them as a personality could be kind of dickish, I would imagine.
Yeah. No, I get that vibe. I do.
I mean, just like I'm sure we're dickish or a lot of other people that work in.
We're not dicks.
Okay, yeah, sure. We're very nice people.
I respect them for going to the Academy Awards in drag on acid.
That was awesome, though. See, that's what I mean. You need people like that, I think, in the entertainment industry of all places. You need people that, like, don't give a fuck, that, sure, like, on a day-to-day setting or in a social setting might probably be a little like, Jesus fucking Christ, you're always on about this shit. But I think you need that in terms of, like, entertainment.
I can't imagine. I watched an interview where they were talking about that, and I get, like, in theory, that sounded funny, but he said as soon as, like, the limo door opens and he's tripping and he suddenly realizes the entire world is watching.
Yeah.
And, like, that, if you're tripping and that, like, that's, dude, that's gotta be freaky. You could see it on their faces. They're like, like, that would be terrifying.
I think at the end of the day, it's cool because they're, like, your average Joe that has a show. You know what I mean? I didn't mean to make that
rhyme. No, keep it going.
No, I'm not gonna.
No, you rhymed again.
I had a thought. I don't want to go on this prepubescent fucking. No.
No. You were doing it.
I was. No, I'm not.
Damn. Well, it was good. I liked the rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those guys. I do get what you're saying. Because I feel like you kind of have to be with that stuff, but.
You need to be able to question everything, right? Like, I don't think everyone should be questioning everything, because then you're going to be like, where does this water come from? Where does this food come from? Do you wash their food? Are they putting things in my water that make me think that, you know, you turn into an Alex Jones at some point.
Yeah.
But with them and their show, I feel like they at least hold it back, where you could see the route they could take to actually have South Park be something that propagates negative ideas or negative concepts or ways to look at things. But it's always just like, no, we're just shooting the shit. We're just having fun. We just happen to get this show that's as successful as it is, and we get to be assholes to, like, big corporations and big companies, and we're still successful.
That's one thing I love.
Which is really cool.
It is, because they can basically, like, they just kind of have this free pass to like, make fun of any corporation, any person, and, like, they're, like, the
comedy. And it's just, like, it's South Park. But people still get mad.
Because they're like, oh, that's the thing. It's just South Park. Because, like, Comedy Central's never going to be like, all right, guys, South Park, you went too far this time. We're taking you off the air.
Yeah.
No, because people still watch South Park all the time. They just had the pandemic special, which for some reason this official South Park account kept tweeting at me about. I just got this tweet that said, at Matt H. Watson, like, the pandemic special is this Sunday. Just a reminder. I don't know why.
I remember the last time I was surprised by a South Park episode. It was whenever this was, because I go on, like, in and outs of watching it, I guess. The last time I watched it was probably a few years ago. And it was the episode where they on screen rape Donald Trump.
I have not seen that one.
Or they rape his likeness. Let me see if I can hold up.
Dude, they really go far sometimes. I remember a moment like that was when they raped George Lucas rapes Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah.
Some crazy shit on South Park. I remember a couple of things on that show where I was like, holy shit. The first episode I ever saw was the Scientology episode, I believe. Like, okay, Ryan, what is this?
What is that?
Go behind the scenes to see how South Park pulled off its first ever supersized episode completely remotely. Wait, what?
Look at the beginning of the tweet.
Oh. The South Park
account
tweeted at you.
At Matt H. Watson, the pandemic special premieres tonight at 8, 7 Central on Comedy Central. Wait.
Hey, how bad can it be? Hold
up. See?
We gotta get to the end, hold up.
Is it Mr. Garrison Trump?
Yeah, but they have like a Trump in Canada.
Oh.
How did a U.S. citizen get past my wall? I came here to find out where my country gone. Where your country gone? Where my country gone?
No, where my country gone, bitch?
Nobody talks to me like that, buddy.
Nobody talks to me like that, friend.
Yeah.
Little rolling around. Little wrestling. Oh. Oh, God.
I came here to do one thing.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, that pokes better.
Jesus. South Park really goes there sometimes. You know what episode I... Jesus Christ. Remember the scissoring episode?
Who do they get the scissor?
It's Mr. Garrison and... someone else, but they just like they just animated them like fully scissoring up close like a bunch. Oh, dude, I think the thing that freaked me out the most as a kid was in the episode where Mr. Garrison gets a sex change. They keep like during the surgery scene, they keep cutting back and forth to
real
legit footage of a sex reassignment surgery, and like they'll just be like, all right, now I'm just gonna remove the testicle, and like it'll show real footage of like the balls being pulled out and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, and it was on television.
That's
too.
So good.
It's like it's really funny. It's good.
That's why we need. And people might have mistaken when I called them assholes. I don't mean that coming from like I'm not trying to be a dick or say that it's a negative thing that they're assholes. I think it's a good thing that they're assholes because that's what makes South Park what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gives them like it gives them the confidence and the want to kind of take on or kind of test the limits. I feel in the way that they do.
Yeah, I wish we were. South Park characters, man.
South Park. Well, PewDiePie was. On
they
South
put
Park.
Game Grumps in South Park. When's Super Mega gonna
did
be
they
in South
put Game Grumps?
They did.
They
yeah.
put the name Game. They,
yeah. So when Ike opens, you see Ike's browsing history in the yeah. episode, and it says Game Grumps, and Markiplier and PewDiePie.
Didn't they actually get PewDiePie to be like? Act
yeah.
To
there's
be
a 2-part episode that he's in. Like he's I
in
think
it.
He's in like the corner of the screen, which that's when's Super Mega getting a South Park episode?
I don't know, dude. Like Felix has done a lot. Hasn't he?
He was on Colbert, like interviewed. He like I think Colbert. He's yeah. I mean, Felix really has done a lot.
Will he be interviewed now on like left wing media? I guess. Is he seen as a right figure right now? Regardless,
I don't think anymore. For a while, for sure. I don't
feel like there's a lot of people who hold that grudge.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know.
What a silly grudge to hold. It was only language.
It was just speech.
It was his freedom of speech.
I can't play PUBG anymore and never see that bridge without. Can we rebuild that bridge in our Minecraft server?
Sure, man. Well, we can get him on an episode and then we can be like, "Okay, stand here."
We have something special to show you. We'll build like a little box for him to put his character in. I've been playing Minecraft all weekend with Christian.
I've been reading ads all weekend, so
like
you,
what?
You think you could help me this time?
Yeah, I could help you with a few.
Okay.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. go to your happy price, Priceline.
Did that help? Was it good?
Yeah.
Was that good enough?
Yeah. You were saying something about Minecraft before we started the ad reads or whatever.
I was just playing Minecraft a lot this week, and I on Saturday, I woke up, and I think all day I just played Minecraft. And it felt really good because I usually don't do anything like that. I usually never play games all day, but I was like, you know what? Frick it. I had a good week. I treated myself to play a little bit of Minecraft. And I really enjoyed it. Saturday I went to George's house, but then Sunday I played Minecraft all day. I wonder if that's gonna make anyone turn off the podcast.
And you're talking the whole time.
We need to record some more of those.
I've been playing nothing but Sea of Thieves, dude. That's what I'm addicted
to. Wait, do you want to play tonight?
What?
Sea of Thieves.
Why?
Just because Jackson and Christian were going to play tonight, and they wanted to ask if I wanted to try it for the first time.
Oh, shit.
Do you want to join, too? Do you want to play some Sea of Thieves?
I'm down.
I've never played it, so.
You've never played it?
I
can see people not really getting into it. And by people, I mean...
me?
All of y'all.
No, Jackson and Christian play a ton.
Okay, they play a ton?
Yeah, they play it every week.
Oh, wait, really?
Christian streams it, and Jackson streams it.
Christian streams it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they stream it now.
Yeah. I am excited to try it, though.
I haven't seen Jackson stream in a bit.
Yeah, dude, you know, I tell you what, man. I'll just be sitting in my room, and I hear Jackson screaming from his room. You know, I just hear him screaming and streaming. Oh, screaming and streaming. Oh, I'm trying to adjust the snapback of my Cookie Monster snapback right now. Dude, I'm just going to be honest, though. Minecraft is... I've been having a big Minecraft reawakening, partly due to the fact that we've been playing it for Super Mega. And I've been having just so much fun playing it, but I've been playing it personally on a little in-home server, and it's just been... it's fucking best game ever, man. It literally is like the best game ever made. It's just unbelievable. It's just so beautiful.
You can do whatever you want. There's platforming, survival,
everything, man.
Creativity.
You can build a computer in it with redstone.
Wasn't there someone who I did Microsoft Word using redstone in Minecraft.
People like do crazy shit with it. Like I saw someone build a calculator that worked. It's like,
how?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Tune into our Minecraft series where we'll be doing things like that.
No, we won't. I love, we're what, 8 episodes in? And
9.
No way.
Yeah, we did 9.
We did 3 and then 5. That's 8. You bitch. Trying to lie to me.
Sorry.
We got them recorded. One's apparently going to be uploaded today.
I'm so excited to watch it. I'm
going to watch it today.
That's the most fun I've had recording a series in like years. I cannot wait for that to come out.
I'm waiting for that. So
got to think of a thumbnail.
You're right.
We do run into some tragedy, though, in episode 6.
Yeah.
And,
End
of episode 6, that's all I'll say. There's a...
Episode 3 is still probably my favorite costume I've worn.
It's great. We change our Minecraft skins every single episode, and we don't tell each other what we're going to be. So when we load in for the episode, it's when we see each other for the first time. I really like
these. So technically, we've gone through 16 skins?
Yeah, 16 skins. I'm adding them all to my Minecraft library, and when I look at my skin library, it's just awful. It's just the worst.
I need to get some that aren't like even... IPs. I just need to have some bad skins that people make every now and then.
A good thing to do is go on like the Skindex or one of those websites and just sort by new, and you'll just see all these ones that like 11-year-olds make, and they suck. Because you'll see ones 11-year-olds make.
There was one that looked like a Lego character that you wore the other day. It was just a smiley face.
That was the Roblox new.
Okay. You look like a Roblox man.
But I'll split. First episode I got, my skin was XXXTentacion, but it was clearly done by like, I think it was done by like a 14-year-old. Because there were good skins of X, but I chose a bad one. And just go sort by new, and you'll find like IPs. Like it'll be like Iron Man. We'll just be like red with like a yellow circle in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should pick them for each other sometime. Like we should give each other, we should give each other our passwords so I get to sign into your account and change yours via browser. So then we load in
before.
Yeah, when we load in, we each are the skin that the other person chose.
Doesn't it smell like taco meat?
It does. It does. It's a bit sour. It's a bit
sweet,
robust. Yeah,
like sour. It is interesting. Is it because I've been eating unhealthily lately? Probably.
The way you eat does affect the way you smell.
I've been eating. Oh my god! I had a whole week of bad eating.
Oh really?
7 full days.
Hey, don't make it 8.
I won't.
Don't make it 8. I have been sober for 8 days now.
Nice. How many more days until you go in, whatever?
I don't know. They said they would call me. They called me to tell me. They called me the other day to say they would call me. And so I'm waiting on that.
Hey, so we're going to call you.
That's literally, they call me like, hey, Matthew, we got your referral from the doctor. We'll call you. And I was like, thank you. And I'm still waiting.
So you don't know how much longer. They didn't even give you, you'll be doing this for 2 weeks and then going in. It's just like.
No, I actually really, I feel really good though. Like, it's,
right?
It's super noticeably different. Like the biggest notice is I just have more energy during the day when I don't drink.
When you don't drink, when you don't smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I quit. I had a little cave in with a little nicotine, a little puff bar right mm-hmm. before. So I quit nicotine and any kind of substance. And it feels good. It feels really good. The urge to want to drink is way down. The first few days I was like, fuck, I just want to drink. But I'm just so used to drinking. Cause I usually drink like every day. I have a couple beers when I get home or something. We're a heavy drinking household here at,
With
the Tucker Bros.
If I lived with someone, I would probably drink more, but I don't want to drink alone, and I'd rather just smoke up alone.
See, that's the thing. High. When we lived together, neither of us were really into drinking, and then after I turned 21, I would get that whiskey sometimes, and I'd drink it in my room, and you'd get that wine, but then the Tucker Brothers, they're
drink big drinkers.
Yeah, and...
They came straight out of fucking college, right? Mm-hmm. So they still have
And Jackson's that. Really into making drinks. So he's making drinks every night. And Christian's living with us and he loves drinking too. So every day when everyone's making drinks and stuff, I'm like, oh, fine, I'll have
Do
a
you
want to
try this drink I made? You're like, I mean, I might as well help a friend.
I feel good though. I feel healthier. I don't feel as tired throughout the day, which is a big thing, which is very important. And I'm starting to exercise too. I've been doing just little things, like just like 20 push-ups a day, just something small.
Do you think that one of the main factors could have been like your health ultimately? Because I've noticed that like there are times, and I'm starting to eat worse, and I notice it when I wake up, like even when I woke up this morning versus even how I slept, I'll get, when I'm smoking cigarettes and I'm eating poorly, I notice that I have worse energy, I sleep worse, my head, I have more headaches more frequently, I am more kind of strained.
Joe,
what did he say?
He said you ain't black.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, it's I've been forcing myself to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner because I never eat breakfast, so I'm forcing myself to do that on a consistent schedule, and I'm starting to actually get hungry in the morning now because I always get hungry late at night, but I'm not allowing myself to eat late at night so I can rewire my eating schedule. Just a little exercise. I actually exercised really hard yesterday for the first time, and it sucked. It sucked so bad.
Like it's when you get the runner's high or whatever. It's like you'll be working and it sucks, and then all of a sudden there'll be a point where your brain is like, oh, keep going. Come on. Think of how much you're losing. Think of how good your body's going to feel after this. And the truth is your body doesn't feel good. It feels awful for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
Because you're sore.
I'm a little sore today, but I know that tomorrow I'm going to wake up.
Did you do weight training?
No, I did interval training in my backyard with Christian where it was this.
Max, interval training is the best. Well, I don't know if it might be better for weight loss than it is for
probably
gaining muscle or anything.
But what I did was...
You need to use your own body weight against you to start out when you're doing like when you're gaining some
meat. That's what I was doing. Basically, 20-second squat. Directly into 20 seconds.
Okay, if we're doing squats, yeah. I was about to say, if you're doing like more cardio in terms of like...
No.
Okay.
Then immediately into 20-second plank, immediately back into 20-second squat, back into 20-second plank, 20-second shoulder taps.
Christian's fit.
Yeah, Christian's pretty fit. Shoulder taps, back to plank, back to squat, back to plank, and then do that 3 times, and it fucking killed me. By the end, I was shaking. I couldn't hold the plank. I kept falling. And I was in the backyard, and then all these ants started crawling on me, and I was freaking out. I got bit by mosquitoes, but...
Any uncles?
Yeah, and I didn't get it at first. I got that, man. That's good.
Thanks, man.
I fucking love uncles, dude. I can't get enough of my uncle.
Ooh, Great news! We're now sending potential fraud calls to voicemail automatically. For extra protection, the iOS 14 update includes silenced junk callers, dude. That's big.
Oh, shit.
A new feature that auto-blocks potential spam calls and sends them to your recent calls and voicemail. For info and how to opt in, blank, blank, blank.
I really like the new iOS. I gotta piss, man.
Okay. More ads, I guess?
I don't want to do more. Fine. Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How was the sprinkle?
Good, good. Lifted the seat, sprinkled away. You know, my grandmother and my grandfather's bathroom in their trailer home, they have a little embroidered, framed picture.
Of your penis.
Yeah. Anyway, guys. Now it says, if you sprinkle when you tinkle, please be neat and wipe the seat. That's so, so true. You know, people in public restrooms wouldn't get that. Dude, you look ripped when you just did that.
Really?
When you did that, yeah, it looked like you had big fucking muscles. You're looking good. You're looking really good.
Thanks.
You are.
Well, Matt, maybe I do have big muscles. Ever think of that?
Yeah. No, I look like it.
I don't think I don't. I don't work out my muscles enough. Usually every guy, because they men tend to have more muscle mass than women.
Sorry, ladies.
It's just, I blame God. But usually it's just easier to maintain muscle mass.
Well, see, because I'm skinny, a lot of people, when they flex, it looks like their muscles are just like part of their body. Mm-hmm. Where, because I'm so skinny, when I flex, you can just see my bone and then the muscle just sitting on top. It's just, see just right there. It's
that
just,
looks good, but like when I flex, I don't even think it looks like a muscle.
Flex for me. 100% it is. Yeah, no, yours.
Really? Does it look solid?
Yes, absolutely. See that big bump right there, that bicep? I'm trying to get my biceps big, bro. I was gonna say we should work out together, but the problem is our workouts are so different.
Yeah.
You know? We're working out for the opposite reasons of each other.
Yeah, I need to focus just high interval training and cardio for me. I mean, it would be good for me to all honestly do the interval training that you're doing as well, because the more muscle you build, the easier it is to burn calories off, and the more calories that your body burns off naturally.
I'm using this website that Christian got me on that he's used since high school. I forgot what it's called, but basically it's just a bunch of PDF images.
Losers.com.
Yeah, probably. Dude, shut the fuck up.
Losers it's- with baby penis syndrome.com.
Someone should buy that and redirect it to the website I'm talking about. It's basically, it's like a bunch of different types of workouts, but each one's like a page, and it just shows you like icons of what to do, and then you repeat it like a couple times. So it'll be like 20-second push-up, 20-second squat, but and then you just go down it, and then 2-minute break, then do it again,
There's an app literally made for that.
They have an app too. Maybe it's the same.
It's called Seven. Something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Seven-minute workouts. And the thing is, 7 minutes is usually like an interval or like two intervals, three intervals, but you can go and set it to like 21 minutes. You're just doing fucking so many intervals of that shit.
Yeah, I really realized how out of shape I was last week because I went for a walk late at night with Jackson, and we're walking around. We were walking on this trail late at night, and Jackson's like, uh-oh, I gotta have diarrhea. And he's like, we got to go home. So he started going home. I'm following him. We're going home. And he starts running. And I'm like, okay, I'll run too. And I ran. We both ran for a little while. And my heart felt like it was going to explode. It hurt so bad. And I just had to stop running. I couldn't breathe. And my heart was, with every pump, it just hurt. It was like, boom, boom. I was like, ah. So that was kind of a wake-up call. I'm like, fuck, I'm out of shape. And what I started thinking about is, especially right now with COVID, if I were to get COVID, I want my body to be as strong as it can be to fight it off, because if I'm really unhealthy right now and I get COVID, it's going to do more damage to me than it would if I had like a healthier heart or, you know, more body mass. So I'm taking supplements every day and I'm trying to get my heart healthy and my lungs healthy. So if I get COVID, it's like in Minecraft when you got the armor on top, you know, it's a little bit extra, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
I'm shaking my head. I chose not to speak because y'all don't own me. I don't need to fucking talk if I don't want to. It's a podcast. We could just have silence and upload the silence if we wanted.
Could we do silence and then 20 minutes in do some ads and then 20 minutes later do some ads and just upload that as a podcast? Because technically we're meeting the ad agency requirements.
Can we say we're doing it for a purpose?
As a protest?
As a protest to all the silence in Canada about the problems Canada has but doesn't like talking about. How about that?
We don't say anything, just the problems Canada has. Now, how about it's for the war going on in Armenia right now?
It's in consideration for Trump because we will not speak until he is clean of COVID and this disease. And if he dies, we will continue to not speak in his honor.
So like 5 years from now, we're on episode like 600 and it's just silent. And then 20 minutes in, Ryan, do you like shopping online? Oh, man. I do like trying to make ad reads fun because let's be honest, nobody.
I don't. I just like money.
Yeah, well, I do too, but I'm
Yeah, you're right.
Because no one wants to listen to ad reads. Oh my God, dude, that literally was, the mic was resting on your penis when you did that.
Yeah, so it couldn't have heard my fart.
That's true. But we try to make them fun for you guys. Oh. Dude, stop, dude. Ryan, that's disgusting, dude. You have to never let anyone else use that microphone. Stop, dude, that's so gross. He's using the microphone like it's a dildo all
no?
over his gooch.
How do you use a dildo on your penis and balls?
You could stick it down the shaft.
How do you use a dildo to wear as a hat? Because I was just wearing it.
Stop,
as a hat.
Ryan. It's upsetting to me that you're rubbing your cock and balls with the microphone.
Why?
It's turning me on.
Oh, shit.
That's why it's making me uncomfortable with my own sexuality. Stop. Dude. Oh, my God. But
for me, it's just funny because it's just people listening to the sound of
the mic rubbing on your gym shorts over your gooch and balls. Oh, that's so hot, dude. Dude, I got so horny listening to the last Super Mega Cast.
That's what your mom thinks.
Shut up, dude.
Sound. This one's for you, man.
Shut the... Stop, dude. That legitimately was his... I could see the outline of his balls through his gym shorts moving over the outside of the microphone. So that's what that was.
That's why people come for this podcast, man. It's because we're so zany and goofy.
We're just zany, man.
They can't predict what we're going to do next.
We're just so random, dude. You know, people just... They can't get enough of the goofs.
It's like, what are they going to talk about next? Fry tacos. See? What are French fry tacos? What does that even mean? Does that mean little taco fries?
Del Taco has that. They put French fries on their tacos. It's called making it epic style.
Do they have a bloomin' onion taco?
No, I don't think that'd be good.
What about a bloomin' onion chowder?
No, it's Del Taco. Why would they have an item from Outback Steakhouse?
The Del Taco Bloomin' Onion Chowder. Dude, Del Taco's Bloomin' Onion Fish Chowder is the best fucking meal I've ever had.
What's the worst thing like a fast food chain could put out? Like, what's the worst thing McDonald's could possibly put out?
Literally.
Like, clam just, chowder?
No, they literally, think of like, you know how they have it wrapped up like a burger, just the burgers are wrapped up and it says hamburger? It's one of those wrapped up, except it's just shit. It's literally just someone takes a shit right into one of those little things in tinfoil or like rolls it up and puts it in your bag. Imagine you're unrolling tacos and one of them is just a piece of shit.
The McFeces.
The McFeces. That's good.
Feces McFlurry. They got that Chips Ahoy McFlurry right now. I've been meaning to try.
The what?
Chips Ahoy McFlurry at McDonald's.
Ooh.
But man, I'll tell you what, Ryan.
They have the Oreo thing at Sonic's, which is pretty good.
Are there even any Sonic's around here?
No.
I love Sonic, man. I love it so much. And
you remember the toasters where it was like the chick, the, you know,
like the Texas toast
bread with the yeah. The
fuck, dude. Sonic is
chicken
so good.
And cheese and bacon.
Why the fuck do they not have it out in LA?
It's chili poppers, the pepper poppers. What are they? The
cheddar jalapeno poppers, dude. And then. Remember, you could get like happy hour and get a huge fucking drink for like such a small price.
You know what their worst shit is though?
the like fucking Gatorade or Powerade slushies they have.
And they pour like nerds into it. I don't want that. I got that one, so I was like, oh, this sounds awesome. I got a Powerade slushie and they poured a bunch of nerds candies
into it.
Why
pour nerds?
I don't know. I guess that was like the thing they were doing at the time. And I took a sip and it was like sweet and acidic and burned my tongue and then just a bunch of fucking nerds in my throat. So I didn't like it very much. But they do have good milkshakes and they're, dude, they're fucking,
their burgers
hot dogs,
are fine.
Their burgers, their chicken.
Chili dogs are great.
Sonic's just good.
Sides,
quick
their
food.
Mozzarella sticks. I usually always got mozzarella sticks when I went there.
I love that video of the dude, his first day on the job at Sonic. And it just, someone's, it's like a really short video. It's someone's filming him, like leaving out the door. It's like first day on the job. And then it cuts to them filming him like on Snapchat where he's just like eating shit and dropping all the food. It's so funny. So I can find it real quick. Oh!
Sorry, I almost kicked over a measuring cup.
Oh, it's okay, dude. Why is there a measuring cup in here?
Remember I was using it for that joke in the brand deal video where I was peeing in your hands and I was using that to pour water.
Oh, yeah, it was just, it was a Foley, device. And
then they said cut out. Someone was like, why would you do brand deals that make you change your content? It's like, because a lot of brands don't want the word cunt in their thing, and that's fully acceptable, and I see that.
I don't get why a brand would be so like mad if we said cunt. I really don't get it.
I do think sometimes they go a bit far.
I'm kidding. I totally get cunt and stuff like that.
But like
one of the jokes in retrospect did make sense why they made us cut it, and at the time we didn't get it, but then it clicked days later. We're like, oh,
yeah. But okay. Could you imagine though? They were probably like those fuckers.
They thought we were just making fun of them.
Good, because fuck them. They're a big business. We just want their money.
Yeah, dude. I just want some.
But here's the thing: we're the suckers. Even though we're getting money, they're using us to make more money off of our audience, Matt.
I know, dude. I know. I know. Corporate America.
You just can't win in a capitalist society. Sorry. Do we have any more dollars? I need to wipe away my tears.
I only have 100.
I'm kidding. That's a joke. That's a joke.
What do you mean that's a joke? Of course that's a joke.
I don't know. People always come up with something where...
Was Ryan really wiping his tears with dollars?
Ryan shits in homeless people's mouth on purpose because he hates the fans so much. I don't know. People have a stick up their butt.
Is that true? Do you?
Maybe. Just something I came up with randomly. It doesn't have to be true. But if it was, it doesn't mean that it's illegal. If they asked for it, if they're the ones asking me to take a shit in their goddamn mouth and I'm paying for it, I say that it's a service. It's not bullying. It's not using someone.
No, if they want it, then it's a service. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Okay, we're good.
Super Mega presents bum fights.
Bum poops.
Where
we rate the poops of homeless people.
We watch homeless people take a shit in an alleyway and then we inspect it and dissect it and give it a rating.
Dissect.
And 1 to 10 is how many dollars we give them. That's a good show idea, isn't it? We're just full of good ideas.
And the thing that sucks is that they can't produce a good poop unless they eat well. And if you're homeless, who knows what you're eating?
Exactly. So that's, the show does have a lot of variety. Remember when the guy that made bum fights went on Dr. Phil, but he just shaved his head and dressed just like Dr. Phil to look just like him?
Yeah.
And Dr. Phil's like, get off my stage. I'm not doing this. And he's like, why? Why? Because that guy's a piece of shit for what he does. Yeah. The bum fight shit, but... That shit was so funny.
Dr. Phil knew what he was doing.
He just comes dressed up as Dr. Phil.
It's because you can't retort that. You can't just like talk down to someone when they fucking make fun of you like that.
Oh my God, dude. Dr. Phil, man. He looks like a creepy porcelain doll. Dude, him and Steve Harvey look like two different versions of the same person.
They both suck. Both Steve Harvey and Dr. Phil.
My grandma, when I was a kid, I guess she didn't have cable. She would always come over to my house to watch the Steve Harvey show. And it was like her favorite thing.
You were
thing.
Doing some Netflix and chill with your,
yeah,
with your nanny?
So my mom would be like, your grandma's coming over. And she'd come and sit in the living room and put on, I'd have to get off the TV so my grandma could watch the Steve Harvey show. Actually, my grandmother, fun fact, my grandmother was the president of...
the United States. Wow.
Of one of their, I forgot what it's called. It was a big feminist group, like early feminist group. She was the president of some massive feminist group.
You know, a lot of feminists were still racist, man.
That's true. Yeah. Well, my grandma wasn't racist. I can assure you of that.
How about your grandfather?
Oh, I don't know. I never met him. I never met the poor chap. I'm sure he's smiling down from heaven, though, on everything I've been doing with his lineage.
That's an interesting assumption.
smiling up from hell than maybe he was not religious.
Whose father did you just say
my
mom in hell?
I didn't say he's in hell. I said maybe. But here's the thing. My grandfather was an atheist.
Was he?
Yeah.
So why did your mom, where did that come from? Your grandmother? Where,
I guess so, yeah.
Because I remember someone told me, I can't remember, they're like, yeah, your mom wasn't really so religious. Usually it was like later in life.
I think when people get later.
Is that what's going to happen to us? We're going to just be atheists or whatever, and then we're just going to, not atheists, I guess. Well, technically everyone's agnostic, blah, blah, blah. I'm not here to fight definitions, but later in life, are we going to want to just join a congregation and assimilate, you know?
Yeah, and it's basically like, my dad always says that to me. He's like, you'll come back around, son. I know you will. Like, saying I'm going to be a Christian when I'm in my 40s or 50s.
He thinks it's because you're young and stupid and you don't know as much as wise old him.
He says I'm going to be a Republican and he says I'm going to be a Christian. He says I'm going to come back around once I realize how much money the government's taking from me.
Does he know that both Democrat and Republican policies have both in the past and currently have both go into taking our money and letting the rich keep? It's never mind. It's fine.
So the simpletons.
It's just the Democrats.
No, it's both those idiots. Also,
I'm a proud Democrat. I'm a proud Republican.
I wish I had met my grandfather because he. I got his nose, dude. I got his big ass honker. I saw a picture of him. I look a lot like him. But he died before I was born.
Sounds like a good man, a man with conviction and morals.
Well, he might have not been religious because he fought in World War II at Iwo Jima, and he was there at the flag raising. Fun fact. You know when they're all putting the flag up?
Yeah.
He wasn't in the picture, but he was there and saw it.
Oh.
And he had PTSD for the rest of his life. And my mom said every time like a firework would go off, he'd like dive under a desk and like tear up and everything. So sounds like that was fun. So, yeah.
Well, people, like, I know this is like kids nowadays, but they really can't fathom the horrors of what countries put their citizens through in terms
of. Well, the crazy thing is back then, kids would want to do that. Like, they would lie that to say they're 18 so they could go to war.
They're brainwashed by patriotism.
Like, they would literally, like, a 16-year-old would be like, I just want to go fight in war and, like, lie about it and just to go fucking fight in war. Because it was, like, glorified as this awesome thing. And you're this, like, it's just awesome. And then you get out there and it's like, uh-oh.
I guess war's, I don't know.
I couldn't, dude, imagining, like, being in combat is one of the scariest things I can imagine. So, I mean, like, the people that choose to do it, it's very brave, but it's terrifying to me.
Yeah.
Like, I watched The Thin Red Line, the Terrence Malick.
The Russian thing. I still have to watch that.
No, what's the director's name? Terrence
Malick?
Yeah, Terrence Malick. It's about island
Terrence
hopping.
Malick did Thin Red Line?
Yeah, it's about island hopping in World War II.
Okay.
And it's them fighting the Japanese, and it has
what?
The Japanese.
Ooh.
And it has like John C. Reilly, Tom Cruise, a ton of people in it. But it's really good. But it just like made me realize like how fucking scary war is. Same with 1917, dude. That shit.
That's where I was talking about frontier America. All like the fucking kind of like just how. It's essentially because the brutality of the environment or the politics, whatever was going on, was reflected in the social, I guess, kind of relationships at that time.
There's no laws at that
time.
So
when you think of war being brutal, you like it is, and like just the pure acts of it. But like, it's also I don't know. It's like we could developed countries can only go into underdeveloped countries and cause violence. They don't want to go into other developed nations because then that would cause a big, you know.
Yeah, fight. You're never going to see China invade America or vice yeah. versa.
You always see us, you know,
we'll go to Nicaragua,
some Middle Eastern country, yeah. some African country.
Fuck one of those up.
South American area, you know, we'll
Oops.
Go there and fuck around.
Oops, we broke your government. Sorry.
Oopsies.
But we freed you. You're
Oopsies,
free.
We destabilized the region and made Oops. It easier for terrorist organizations to wreak havoc upon the populace.
Why are there all these goddamn terrorists now? Why do they hate America? Like, have you ever read about the banana wars?
Yes.
It killed a lot of people for and overthrew for bananas. But hey, bananas are fucking good. And did you know about bananas? The bananas we have now are
a clone of, you've said this before.
They're trash bananas, apparently. Because apparently old bananas used to be so much better, and they don't exist anymore. They're extinct. And there were different types of bananas, and now we just got one little trash banana.
You know, that's what people say about the environment. You know, they say, the environment was a lot better back in the day before autumn. It's like, okay, you're just saying that to make me jealous and make me be a little more environmentally conscious.
And when someone says that to me, you know what I do? I get in my my lifted truck and I fire off the smokestack so it goes and blows out all that coal smoke.
Nice.
Did you ever see those in South Carolina? I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
The guys that would have the smokestacks on the truck.
Some in high school.
And they would just blow the black smoke out.
I remember a popular thing at, I think it was both at the beginning and the end of the days, was there would always be some like big truck with one of, I guess, the popular kids. He's probably have some fucking problems now. He's, because, you know,
they're probably already divorced. They've been married and divorced already.
The life of a popular kid with a big truck who gets all the attention in high school, ultimately, unfortunately, their life doesn't amount to much, usually. But in this case, maybe it did. But usually, I'm saying I remember, like, when the loud trucks, like, one particular would just kind of like the doors would be open. He'd just be sitting out there. You know, people would gather around to the loud noise because the alpha has signaled his lackeys.
The alpha has spoken, and the betas come from far and wide to soak in the glory.
And he goes and points gay, and then all the betas go.
Were you the one they pointed at? And all the betas laugh in unison.
Yeah, I had people. Not in high school, but middle school, that would, one time on a field trip, pulled my arms back and, like, wrote, like red magic marker all over my nails and called me a
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's straight up, like, legit bullying.
It is, wow. Yeah.
I remember one time, I was walking on the sidewalk on my way home from school, and this kid yells the F slur at me out the window, and his mom was driving. And I was like, what?
That's the popular thing I've noticed. There are people who yell they yell it loud the F slur. I'm gonna say bag because you know they'd roll down the bag like
the kid
scream like bag like try to scare you like make you jump.
Someone threw a drink at me once out their car when they were going, but it didn't hit me.
Oh yeah, they do that too. They'd throw like water bottles or whatever.
Legitimately assault.
Just what kids do for some reason because they know they're gonna be a mile down the road before you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what can you honestly do? That's just what little dipshits do. It's what cowards do, I would say. People
throw it and then stop the car.
People who don't have any kind of sense of control or kids who probably are abused somewhat verbally, physically, emotionally, however they are at home. They don't have a good life. And so they use the little bit of power they do have to enact that vengeance upon the what they deem is weaker person to them.
Now, you and I do something similar, but...
To Jackson. I'm kidding.
What we do is... I'll drive around Glendale and you'll yell Red Dead Redemption voice lines out the window at people. You'll be like, that was so funny. We're fucking driving around. Ryan has his head out the window. And every time we pass him on the side, he's like, fine day.
It's a fine day, isn't it? Hey, partner. Alvin!
Why'd you do that?
Do what?
Just yell Alvin. What's that smell? You smell that? No, it smells like tacos. But it's not your arm. No. It's like legit.
Someone needed some out there, right?
Jackson's probably making some Trader Joe's fucking tacos, microwave tacos. Damn, this is making me hungry, man. I might have to go get some of those too. Hey, what do you say we call it a day right here?
Nah. Let me just send this text. Hold up. Hold up. Okay.
Cool. Bye, everyone.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's Angi.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.